My name is Paris Stanley, P-A-R-I-S-S-T-A-N-L-E-Y, and I'm 19 years old.
All right, my name is Ryan Addison, R-Y-A-N-A-D-D-I-S-O-N, and I'm 20.
People angry and riots and tear gas, you know, forceful actions have been taken for the First Amendment, your right to assemble, and people being peaceful right here on Canfield. And I just feel like this law system is totally jacked and nobody has trust for it. So it's not going to stop until they do something for Mike Brown. It will not stop. Now that it was no trust, there's completely no trust, and there's now it's developing a hatred for these police officers, and which is not good. You know, that's dangerous.
They're supposed to protect us.
Supposed, right. Say, we give you, you've been given a gun and a badge by your taxpayers every day to come out here and protect us. And when you feel like you can't be protected and the people that's supposed to protect you can take your life, who can you trust? You trust nobody but yourself. So people starting to take to the streets, heed their own pistols, you know, not trusting nobody, quick to grab a gun. And that's the type of chemistry you create when things like this happen. You know, it's just unlawful. And it's time for this to stop, you know. It's been 3 long days. So this was going to happen one way or another. Maybe not the same exact situation, the same person.
Or in the same place.
Or in the same area. But this was going to happen because I can personally say I've been bribed by a county police officer a month ago for my fiancé's freedom. Because they can see us. They told us, we know y'all live in here. Y'all better have something for us when we pull you over again. That's a bribe. Do you hear me? Like, this is not something that's new. Nobody, people scared of police. You got a broken tail light, you think you're going to jail when you really get a ticket. You know, people scared.
What both should happen and is going to happen?
What should happen is that he should at least go to jail and have some justice for his actions or something like that. But what's going to happen is...
I know what's going to happen. They're going to cover this up.
Yeah,
they're going to push it over. And when they do that, it's going to just be even crazier. St. Louis would give this country no peace. And these anonymous hackers people today, they said no peace too. I'm just saying, you know, it's just going to get violent. It's going to get even more violent if they don't justify this the correct way.
But how it's looking like they're going to try to cover it up and try to say something about how the scene contaminated, how the protesters did all this and I did all
animals.
That.
How we feral, violent? Who is they that you refer to as a feral, violent animal? This is not slavery days. You know what I mean? It's a lot of accusations and stuff being made like, okay, all this rioting. I don't necessarily agree with it. I don't agree with the destroying of the property because this is the community I live in. I don't agree with that. But what do you expect a group of people to do when you take everything from them? All the time.
You don't give them no justice.
Don't give them nothing back. You don't give nobody nothing back, no justice. You just take. What you want us to do? I mean, what do you want people to do? They gonna do what they want because you doing what they want. And that's exactly what it's become. It's become people versus the law.
I mean, how do you get that respect back from the community?
You know what? I have to say that this community actually has surprised me by coming together during this time. Not one person has been killed due to this. Like, I know, I feel like I heard a police officer got shot or something at Taco Bell, but nobody, it hasn't been no, like, black-on-black crime. Nobody's gotten hurt. Nobody died. All the history of the riots, you know what I'm saying? People just came together and did what they had to. It wasn't necessarily the right thing or, you know, but people didn't get hurt. It's bringing people together. People starting to, you know, connect up more, talk about it, let feelings be known and, I don't know. It just brings people together a little more than it did, but it's creating more of a problem for anybody that's not in here or is on the other side of the board. You know what I'm saying? It's becoming like armies against each other now. Right? It's a little scary. It's scary, but so far the community's come together real well. It's bringing everybody together here in Canfield, in the Ferguson community. People have been showing that they care about coming out and protesting. People like you. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate it, and I think it's gonna bring us back together. They just need some justice for him, or it won't be peaceful.
No peace.
What would it take, or is it even possible at this point for the police to gain the trust of the community back?
Nah.
They can't gain the trust. They can just give us justice.
That's it. They can only give us justice, and I guess people will back off after that. But
they'll back off, but they still won't be the trust.
They got to be walking a straight line. They tell us as citizens, and we got to walk a straight line to be by the law. They have to walk a straight line and be about what that badge represents. If they can't be about what that badge represents, then they don't need to be wearing a badge, period, point blank.
And they need to think about before they pull a trigger on an innocent young man, no matter what the color, they make it bad for all the police officers. That one cop didn't think, oh, let me pull this trigger, how this affect my whole,
community.
And other police officers.
It affect the whole state of every police officer. Exactly. No, none of them are going to be trusted.
From the sort of the day-to-day interactions that people in this community have with the police, what's the
harassment?
That's serious.
I've been bribed. Like I told you earlier, if you listening, I have been bribed for my fiance's freedom. I have a cop that I have no idea who you are. Pull me over because I did not make a traffic violation. I even asked, officer, can you tell me why you're pulling me over right now? Well, you know what? I noticed you guys live in Canfield. And this is coming from his mouth. You hear me? I noticed you guys live in Canfield. And there's a lot of violent things going on over there. If you have, next time I see y'all better have some for me. I'm taking y'all to jail. How you gonna tell me you taking me to jail? I know my rights. I ain't did nothing. And he let me go.
And I seen him right the first day all this happened. I seen him.
So what you think that make me think?
Like,
the same police officer that bribed me a month ago up here on the scene trying to get him some justice. Yeah, right. You already crooked. You sending all the crooked ones down here.
So how you know that all the rest of them cops weren't crooked? Then they just standing there.
You know what I mean?
The ones that ain't there, the ones that's not there, the ones that's in the back and stuff, those are the ones that really care. Because they ain't even trying to sit here and make everybody stay up.
You can see all the guilt. You can see the guilt piled up in the faces of those who know that this is not right. But they don't have the heart or the courage to speak for it because they scared. The police officers are on the force. They're scared of the ones to come forward. They're scared to come forward because they're scared of the other ones. How you scared of your own kind? You know what I'm saying? Nobody's equal here. And it's ridiculous. People are not treated fairly around here. And everywhere. Racism is still very alive. And it's not just black people. It's white people. People doing white people wrong. Just because, and this is another thing I want to address. Just because this is going on in our community, stop snatching people up off the streets and beating them up because of their skin. That's stupid.
Yeah,
if they snatch your kid off the street and beat your kid up because he black, then we back at this square one. What you snatching white people up off the street for because other white people being ignorant? You know what I'm saying? Respect yourself. You don't have to beat people up to make no point.
Yeah, that's not going to solve nothing.
It's
just
nothing.
Making us look like what they keep calling us, animals.
We are animals, and we are not animals. We are angry. It's a difference. You've been, when you've been stripped of everything, you get angry. Ain't nobody animals.